first for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Yes, thank you very much, Asma. Thank you, Jonathan. Good evening. The Monday Night Club starts at 9 tonight because for the next 2 hours we have a 5 Live special. Peddlers, cycling's dirty truth, delves into doping, Lance Armstrong and the future for all sport. Hear from the people at the heart of one of the most astonishing and chilling stories in sporting history next. First, the 5 Live news with Faye Roscoe.
A single yes or no
interest. This is 5 Live Sport with Mark Chapman.
Listen, nobody believes in doping controls more than me. I've never tested positive.
This is Peddlers, Cycling's Dirty Truth, a 5 Live Sport special. Tonight, you will hear from those who rode with Lance Armstrong and hid the truth with Lance Armstrong. And you will hear of open, systemic drug cheating.
My first night at our team housing, I was seeing like syringes and things like that. You'd walk around the house and riders were shooting up.
We discover the moral dilemma for those who get involved.
Maybe it's, you know, if you're sick and tired of getting your butt kicked by people you know you're better than. And after about 1,000 days, you hit that fork in the road. And based on my experience, a lot of people chose to go the road more traveled.
And how easy it is to beat the system.
Lance had elevated cortisone levels in his dope test. It's like, well, what do you do? There's only one thing to do. You do a backdate prescription.
Later, I found out what was in the white lunch bags. EPO.
And what dangers the truth brought with it.
I don't think he and I should be in the same state ever again.
We're like, what do you mean a safe house? You know, this is cycling. And they were saying, no, we need to get you out of here, just for your own safety.
Across the UK, this is 5 Live Sport.
So over the course of the next couple of hours, you'll hear from the men who rode dirty and rode clean in that era, from the support staff and from the doctors who tried to catch the cheats. To give some background to everything you will hear, we start with the Tour de France of 1998.